Okay.
Good evening. So actually tonight, I'm going to start a little bit backwards. Start with the Shaz and Trumas Edeshen. Who's the Trumas Edeshen?
Rishon. German.
Alright, 2 for 2. Okay, so the later German Rishonim, actually one of the most quoted Rishonim by the Rama. His name actually will sound like the Rama. His name is Yisrael Isserlin. Right, he was a great grandson of Hagali Sestre from the Gedalim of Germany. Okay. So Truman Zeshen has the following question. Shiloh. This is Shiloh Samach. Kishimavarchim Sfira. You make the bracha of Sfira Friday night. O Belol Yom Tov. Bebesa Knesses. Mivarchim Eser from Kodema Kishna. He's assuming, which is the Minhag Ashkenaz, which we discussed, which is based on the Gemara. We spoke to this a couple months ago. They're making Kiddush and Shul. Mm-hmm. So Frecht asks the Truman Zeshen, what comes first? Does Kiddush come first? Or does Sfiras HaOmer come first? Right? So what's the Seder HaDvarim when you're making Kiddush and Shul on Shabbos or Yom Tov?
What's the Suffolk?
What's the Suffolk?
Yeah, there's no Suffolk. It's a question which comes first.
Right? I mean, something has to come first. I'm saying, you know, he's not even starting with any point. We'll get into the points, but would you pick it out of a hat? Something has to come first. He's not. There's no suffix. He hasn't even said his seasons anything. Right? They're both things you're going to bring after Marv. So what goes first? What's the priority? He hasn't said yet. Which I'll say right now. Tshuva. Yira. Dimivarchen. Isoifren. La'achra kiddush. You should make the bracha on Sfiras. And say Sfira. Nach kiddush. After kiddush. Why? On Saturday, not Motzi Shabbos or Motzi Yom Tov, we make Sfiras HaOmer before Havdalah. Hasam by Motzi Shabbos or Motzi Yom Tov, Hainu Taima. We have a good reason to delay Havdalah. Mishum de apuke yoima ma'achrin and lay. We want to delay taking out Shabbos. We want to delay taking out Shabbos Kedem Rir Parak Arve Pesachim, like it says in Parak Arve Pesachim, Lachinami Kasev Min Hagim. Says the Trumas Hadashin, Tematlika Ner Chanukah, which according to the Trumas Hadashin, you should light Neres Chanukah, Bebeis HaKnesses, in the Shul, Kodem Havdalah. Why would you light candles before Havdalah? Also, Kedem Lachurei. Apuke Yoma, you want to delay taking out Shabbos. As much as you can push it off, you should push it off. So from Achar Kiddush. Therefore, you make Sfira after Kiddush. Why? Just like Saturday night, you want to delay taking out Shabbos on Kiddush Friday night. We saw this before, by the way. You should not delay Kiddush Friday night. Once it's Shabbos, you should make Kiddush right away. It's a to be Makadosh HaSayom, you shouldn't delay. We had Diukim in the Rishonim, they should make Kiddush as soon as possible Friday night. So to here, since you want to bring in Shabbos early, meaning moments before Sfiras HaOmer, Kiddush goes first. Also, it says in Arvei Pesachim, Apuk Yom Achrin Lei, Ayul Yom Akdimin Lei, V'af Agav the Milt Pshitahi. It's even it should be simple that Friday night you make Kiddush then Sfiras HaOmer, and Saturday night you should have Sfiras HaOmer and then Havdalah, or Chanukah Licht and then Havdalah. Okay, so he says even though it says Pashit, mm-hmm. Pashit is a Trumas Hadashin. As I said, Mikol Malkom Kasavti, I wrote this down, and this child is in Trumas HaOmer. Mishum Dechazin Adol Nagol Chachi. I've seen some people don't do this. They will Saturday night do Havdalah and then Sfira, and Saturday night do Havdalah and then Chanukah Licht. That's what Trumas Hadashin says. Where did Trumas Hadashin come from? So he quoted a Gemara and Arvei Pesachim. Says the Gemara and Arvei Pesachim.
Is this logic of Tadir Mishinat Tadir for them applicable here or not?
Is the logic of Tadir Sheino Tadir? What do you want to say by that? What?
Well, Tell your kiddush, I guess, because Esir Somer doesn't happen often on Shabbos.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then kiddush is Tadir is permanent, and then the horse take precedence.
It's okay. Well, maybe that's a svar off the seat.
It won't work for Avdol though, but because it's reverse.
Right. Well, maybe we'll prep those also. So we'll see this Tadir ever come up as a svar. But let's first see the source of the Truma session. Kuf Hayam and Beis. 105B. No, you can't, unequivocal. You got it? When it start, 1, 2, 3, that's for Angela Merkel. Right? Third line from the top. Mm-hmm. You got it? You got it? So, says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Chaviva Mitzvah Shaitan. The Gemara earlier had a discussion whether if you only have one cup of wine, maybe you should wait till the day and make a kiddush on both the day on the day meal. Says no, Chaviva Mitzvah Shaitan. You want to do the mitzvah at its proper time. You want to do it at night. Okay. Now, frek the Gemara Kasha. This is where we need to get into. Ask the Gemara Kasha. Umi Amrinon! Do we really say Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita? That it's mitzvahs. What's Chaviva? What's Chaviv? Precious! At its right time. Vatanya, we have a brisa that seems to indicate not that way. Hanichnas lebeiso. You come home Motzi Shabbos, which is Yom Tif. Mivarech al Hayayin. You make a bracha on wine. Va'al ha'ma'or, and on the fire. Va'al ha'basamim, and then on the basamim. Right? Then on the havdalah. Right? On the kos. Right? So we have... Right? So... V'im'ein lo ala kos echad, and if you only have one kos of wine, manichu ad la'achar ha'mazon. You should wait until the end of the meal. And then do yayin and havdalah, and all of this at the end of the meal and benching on it as well. Okay? That's the Yidu Yayinir Besama Havdalah after the meal. After the meal. That if you only have one cup. So, by the way, you see how precious making benching on a kais is, by the way. Some people in their houses do not bench on a kais. You learn every psochem, you learn brachas. People should really, if you have a Zimun on Shabbos, it's really, it's not only is it, it's pashtus, it's a big shad in halacha how you could do that, but you're missing a bracha that people bench you on a coast, so it's not, something right. So the Gemara says, you don't say, you're not making Havdalah before you eat, which is Shas Havdalah, right? Amr Lei, so he says, Ana lo chachima, Ana, I'm not a wise person, Ana lo chaza, I'm not a magid, like I'm not a raya, which is a type of prophet, Va'ani lo chida, Ana, not nor my dasachet, ele gamirna v'sadarna, Ana, rather I, and this is actually Rav Nachum Yitzchak speaking to Ravina, that's where the Gemara is coming, we're just jumping in the middle of this, I'm just telling you what the way it's the base medrash, chamor base medrash gavati, and therefore shani line ben yule yoma lafuke yoma. There's a difference between when Shabbos comes in and Shabbos comes out. Yule yoma kol kama demaktim li adif umachvina line. When Shabbos comes out, the earlier you can bring it in, the better it is. But when to forget Shabbos to leave, the law, you should push out. You shouldn't, the minute Shabbos over, you shouldn't run away from it. You should delay making Havdalah, you should delay leaving Shabbos. Why? It shouldn't look to you like a tuna. What's a tuna?
A burden,
right. It's not a fish. I want to see if anyone thought it was Starkist or Bumblebee, right? It shouldn't be to you like a burden, right? Says the Rashbam. Rashbam. Umi Amrinan. Got it?
Okay. So what? Fourth big line.
Did we say by bracha chavi mitzvah? So we're talking now. It's multi Shabbos, and you only have one cup of wine. So you do it. You do all the la'achar b'samazin yain near ubesamim. V'havdala. All these things k'vishama liba Rabbi Yehuda v'heichem for shilu kama v'lomer amar chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. To lo ma'avdal makmi mazin to have a shas havdala. So you're not making Havdalah before you eat, which is a Shas Havdalah. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says back to Ravina, I'm not saying this idea of Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita by myself. I'm not saying in prophecy. I'm not saying in the name of a individual person. I learned this Kach Shamati B'Yeshiva. I heard this as a halacha. Chaviva mitzvah shaita yeshiva, v'sadarna ana, and I based my Lord teaching on it. Misal shmas lefnei Rabbi Yitzchak, I organized my study that way. Of a Talmid Rabbeinu Yitzchak, kasev lo chachima lo gamarna ana el misadarna ana. Nearly, pirsha davar lo ken lo chachima ana ma shemarti me'atzmi. This I said for myself. Mekad shvohol kolam kulo. This is going again back. So it's not really. Let's
just to clarify, the Chavin Mitzvah B'Shaita is talking about Shabbos, right? That we bring Shabbos earlier and then we prolong Shabbos.
Right. Chavin Mitzvah Shaita means, going back to the march we didn't do, is you bring Shabbos in as soon as possible, make Kiddush as soon as possible when Shabbos starts. Right. And Chavin Mitzvah Shaita means do Havdalah at the first possible moment as well.
But that. The mitzvah, again, before mitzvah Shabbos, because before mitzvah was Kiddush, and now mitzvah Havdalah, and then you also...
So by Havdalah, he's going to say afterwards, no, really, there you were in delay.
Okay, right.
You would have thought to do it as first as possible. I mean, it's a mitzvah. You want to do Havdalah as soon as possible.
Yeah.
No, let's push it off, because there, if you make a... If the second Shabbos is over, Havdalah! You know, it looks a little bit like you're running out. You want to get out of here, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's you're having a good time somewhere. You don't want to leave right away, right? You're enjoying. You don't run away. Actually, I mentioned this before. This is halachas of a shul. You don't run out of a shul. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. You can't run out of a shul, right?
So now there's an Indian to delay it because Rishayim is burning in Gehenom, no? So you want to wait to delay Shabbos as much as possible. So
yeah, it's very kind of you. But what about for Shabbos itself? What about for Shiran Koryat and Shabbos? What about Shabbos Kodesh?
What do you mean?
Mean Kabbalistic things here.
You're making Shabbos.
No, but the Rishayim burning, burning Yehenim is not a halachic. It's not a halachic compulsion. Right? It is brought down. Actually, I brought that down a couple times. But that's not that's more of a medrash or Kabbalistic approach. Halachic, the first thing is halachic, which is Hilchot Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying here, a svar in Hilchot Shabbos that you should delay taking a Shabbos, not because of anyone else, just because of covered a Shabbos. So you shouldn't be a bizayin to Shabbos. It looks like a bizayin to Shabbos to run out of Shabbos. Forgetting any ancillary, secondary reasons. Mm-hmm. Right, for Shabbos alone, even if there were no Rishayim in the world, right, there'd be a compelling reason not to run out of Shabbos, because like anything precious, it shouldn't be run out the first second. You should delay it. So Rashbam says, Ayulo Yoma, Machvinan lei v'avdinan kedusha v'orta, right? When the Shabbos comes in, you make your mechadav Shabbos and you make kiddush at night. Ki heichad lakni tekhtil olavan he dechaviv a mitzvah v'shaita v'shizim makdil mitzvahs. And apuke yoma, when Shabbos leaves, you're going to have dala machvinan lei. We delay it. Heichad asuchon shuma lila la'achre. We can wherever we can possibly delay it. Here we only have one kos. You make havdalah after the mazon. Again, this is shiloh. It's not really our point here. But how you can eat before havdalah? Could we discuss that? Not so simple, right? But here it's Saturday night. It's going to be malal malk, whatever it's going to be. You only have one cup of wine, right? You would delay making havdalah till after you eat, and you do it all on that. And you have a svara of delaying. And you don't say Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita because there's a din of by Shabbos Apuki Yoma that you want to delay it. Okay, is that clear? So we have another Gemara also, which is on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, which says the same type of idea about the laying Shabbos. What does the Gemara say in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph? 103a. We're going to go Ein, Zwei, Drei, Vier. Four lines from the top. Avua de Shmuel.
Sorry, what's the page again?
Kuf Gimel Aleph. 103a. Says the Gemara, Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Shalach, it's actually started three lines at the top of 103a, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, the last two words, Shalach Le. Shalach Le, Avua, here we're talking about what's the order. Actually, I started on the previous Amud, I was thinking of this already, about saying it's Shabbos, and there wasn't Shabbos, there was just Shabbos going into Motzei Shabbos. Here it's actually Shabbos going into Yom Tov. So this is, everyone heard of Yachnahaz, right? This was the year of Yachnahaz this year, right? This was, you don't get more Yachnahaz than this past year, right? Every Yom Tov came out of Yachnahaz, right? So it was multiple Yachnahazes over here.
It's the place where I was, they questioned Yachnahaz.
What?
They say, why use Yachnahaz? Let's use the candles that the wife lights.
Oh, you're talking the candle, the Yachnahaz candle. The place that they questioned using a candle with two wicks.
Yeah.
It's just like, use a candle with one wick. We should tell them that the Gemara says explicitly, it's actually a Gemara over there, we're not right next to where we just were, it's a mitzvah and a mufka is to use an avuka. The best mitzvah is to use an avuka. Of course you can make a moriation on one wick, but the Gemara says explicitly, the Shulchan Aruch brings l'alacha, you should have it on a torch. And as I discussed previously, it's not so simple to put two candles together for two different reasons. So they can question, but clearly the best option is to use the Yachnahaz candle to be able to see all shitas unequivocally. Putting two candles together, you can have shots of melting wax.
Even didn't bring two candles together.
So that's not the best.
Separate candles.
You can tell them that's not the best. You can quote me in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not the best. I'm going to tell you if you don't have your yoytze, it's not the best. Okay, Shalach Leit. That's not me. That's my favorite Shulchan Aruch. That's a mitzvah and a mufka doing a fuka. Because any Saturday night you can make one candle, by the way. Not much you want to, right? So if you use a Havdalah candle any Saturday night, it's no different. It's not. You can ask them why they use a Havdalah candle any Saturday night then. Okay? Because it's the same. It's not that Yom Tov is special. It's the same halacha as any Saturday night. But that's our discussion tonight. We're discussing the order of Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman. Is that the order? Well, the Gemara starting at Kuf Beis and Beis really goes through multiple permutations, what the order could be and should be. We're going to pick up in the middle over here. Shalach le'avu adishmu. Avu adishmu was a Golub Torah, by the way. The father of the great Amora Shmuel was Chavrusas with Levi ben Sisa. They were from the first builders of Babylonian of the Tanaitic era. So he sent to Rabbi, to Rabbi Huda Hanas, he was his contemporary.
He was a god, or why do you call him in his name? Why do you call him Avu Adishmuel?
Because his son was the god of Hador.
Than him?
Became known for a son. It's not, you know, Shlomo Zalman Arbach used to joke around, he says his son was Shmuel Arbach. Shlomo Arbach is not his father.
Avu Adishmuel?
As he said, I'm a boy, I've been a boy this Shmuel. Avu Adishmuel. So he said, sent to Rabbi, Yalamdeinu Rabbi, teach us our master, Seder Havdalos. What's the order of Havdalah? On Motzei Shabbos, going into Yom Tov, what is the order? Because the Gemara had like every permutation. So Shalach Lei, so Rabbi Huda Nasi, Rabbi sent him Kach Amar Bishmo Rabbi Yossi. Now we have to remember Rabbi Huda Nasi was a student of Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. So Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, who was a student of who? Who's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta's Rabbi? Please tell me you know who Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta's Rabbi is.
Rabbi Akiva,
you redeemed yourself. Nacham Teni, Baruch Hashem.
One of the five
students. Yes. So Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta was one of the five last students of Rabbi Akiva. The five great ones. So Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta was a Rebbe of Rebbe, and his son, Rabbi Shmuel, so very often you'll see the Gemara in multiple places. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef would tell Rebbe would tell Rebbe what his father held. He told him what his father held. So he said to him, Ishum Aviv, he said in his name of his father, Sha'amar, his father, Rabbi Yosef Chalata, said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was the Rabbi of his Rabbi. He was the Rabbi of Rabbi Akiva, right? So he said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. So he can, that's Nahak, the order of Molti Shabbos. We're not talking about Zman right now. It's just talking about the Ner Havdol Yai in Kiddush. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who is the Rabbi of Rabbi Akiva, said that the order is Ner Havdalah, Yayin, and Kiddush. Now this already is a Kiddush, because many of the earlier opinions were putting, including Rav, were putting Kiddush before Havdalah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya puts Havdalah before Kiddush. And he said, why is it Havdalah before Kiddush? So he said, Amar Rabbi Hanina. So Rabbi Hanina said, Rabbi Hanina was Rabbi Hanina Bar Chama, who was a student of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And of course, everyone learned Ksubas recently. Knows that when Rabbi passed away, he appointed Rabbi Hanina Bar Chama as the Rosh Hashiva after him, So Rabbi Hanina said, how will we explain Mashal to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya? I can explain Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya with a parable. Lamelech Shiyaitse, a king is leaving. The Aparkos, which is a duke, Nichnas, and a duke is coming. First, Malvin et Samelech, first you escort out the king. The Achar Kach, Yoitzim Likos Aparkos. Then you go ahead and you welcome the duke. Right? Derech Eretz. If the king is leaving and the duke is coming, who gets first priority? You walk out the king. Well, Shabbos is the king. Yom Tov is a duke. Shabbos is more, has more conditions than Yom Tov, right? Where does Shabbos have on Yom Tov?
Sorry.
Shabbos is an Isra Achila. That's more Kedusha. As an Isra Achila, Shabbos is more Chamer in the Torah. It's Mamshin Isra Karas. Right? So first you escort out Shabbos. So you make Havdalah. Before you bring in Kiddush. Mm-hmm. Right? Of Kiddush. Right? So that's how Rishu Mechanas is very good Shavara. First Havdalah. Then Kish, my Hava Allah, where do we actually hold? Abai Omar, Yak Znaha, Yayin Kiddush, Zman Ner Havdalah. They do not, Rabbi does not hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. He does not agree with his opinion that you should first escort out Shabbos. He says, make Kiddush before Havdalah. Virava Omar, Yak Nahaz. And Rava, does that sound familiar, Yak Nahaz? That's what we paskin, right? Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. V'hilchasa k'Rava. We paskin like Rava. Look at Rashi. V'hilchasa k'Rava. You got it? It's the second really wide line on the bottom. V'hilchasa k'Rava.
Rashi?
Rashbam, excuse me. Rashbam. Second really wide line. You got it? V'hilchasa k'Rava. Amar Yak Nahaz. Rava said Yak Nahaz. The Kiddusha, we make Kiddush. The Adar Havdalah. We pass, Tosus brings the pass like Rava over Abai, of course. What about Rabbi Shuben Chanaya's Mashal about escorting the king out, making Havdalah first and then Kiddush? He says, we make Havdalah Beresha. Why? Because Mechsid Hava Ale Kiddush Shabbos Kamasoi. If you're running to make Havdalah, it looks like Shabbos is a burden. Where is Rashi getting this? From Kufhei Amud Beis. Mm-hmm. From that Gemara over there, the Ketuna. Mm-hmm. That we delay making Havdalah. So we don't follow Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. On the contrary, we delay bringing out Shabbos. So this is what the Truma Sedeshin brings. These are the Gemaras he brings. Mm-hmm. If you have a choice, Motzei Shabbos, to say Siras HaOmer, right? Or Havdalah, what should you do first? Said Sirius Omer. The weather which was doesn't say by Hanukkah candles. Same thing by Hanukkah candles. Two Gemaras, right?
Because you want to delay Shabbos. That's the reason you didn't do them
yeah.
first.
You delay Shabbos. Yeah. You have two Gemaras. Sound good? Mm-hmm. Should I end the share over here then? Case closed. Shulman Sadashin brings this down. He has two great Gemaras. You see this by Yaknahaz, exactly what he says. You see the Gemara says, Machrina on Shabbos. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, to Ravina. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was Rosh Hashiva, where? Rav Nachman Yitzchak, where is the Rosh Hashiva? Who is his Rebbe? He'll tell you who it is.
Who is his Rebbe?
But they don't teach it for the Bagruts in Israel. What are they teaching for the Bagruts?
About the Greek mythology.
About Greek mythology. Yeah, about what, you know, what white's been eating for breakfast. Right? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was the, where was it, student of Rava.
Pumbedita,
there you go. That's all you need to know. Right? So if you come out from this, right? You know, we start at 8:30, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. You're still welcome to stay, but...
No, I'll listen to the first one. Sorry to interrupt. I apologize.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll just listen to it.
Yeah, okay. So, he says, it's a very good schmuck. The share should be over here. You have two Gemaras, the Truma Sedeshin says it, and game. What do you think? You convinced?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Now, remember the Truma Sedeshin said, that there... He saw people doing that this way, and now even though it's posh to him, I have to say it because I saw people. Who were some of these people? There was a Rishon before him, whose name was the Ravid. This Ravid, Raman David, Ravid number 3, was famous for his commentary on the Rif, where he argues with the Balamor. Even more famous for his Hasagas on the Rambam. He has another sefer called Tamim Deim amongst his svarim.
Tamim Deim?
Tamim Deim. I have to get this on HebrewBooks.org because I don't have it. Mm-hmm. The Ravid over there in Tamim Deim says as follows. Re'isi! He's going to take the complete opposite approach of Truman Sedeshin. So which gives me a shir tonight. What's that? Look what he says. Re'isi! Like, Misha Mivarcha Alakas Ner Chanukha. I saw people Motei Shabbos making a bracha on Neres Chanukah, Kaidim Shiavdil, Far Havdalah, before Havdalah, Va'ani Omer Shatayitu. They're mistaken. Now the Truma Sedeshin said the opposite. You know, the Ravid says people are on Saturday night, they're going ahead, coming home, making a bracha on Neres Chanukah, and then on Havdalah. Va'ani Tayitu, Shein Shum Esek Be'olam. There is nothing that comes Kaidim L'Havdallah, the Mighty Shabbos. The first thing you do, Mighty Shabbos, Kaidish is Havdallah. V'ilayah Efshe L'Hadam. According to the Ravid, listen to the Ravid. If you can make a Havdallah before you light the Nair for Bar Meresh, that's what you should do. You shouldn't even do Bar Meresh. Right?
So he held different order, not the Yaknas?
He would hold...
Different order.
Different order. He would hold that ideally you should have it from a lit candle or something like that. You shouldn't do a malacha.
Okay.
Right? You can be able to
say
it. On Bar Meresh, Ad Sheuslo, you have to have first benefit. Lo lakdim davar l'havdalah. Doesn't mean that you should do before Havdalah, Bar Meresh. After Havdalah. El alasos ner yofet. Just telling you that you should have a good candle. Fine. Va'av im osin kem shun derzizim akdim l'mitzvah. Sorry, Havdalah mitzvah. Are you going to tell me, I want you near his Chanukah as soon as possible after Shabbos. Is that right? What? Because it's a derzizim akdim l'mitzvah. Right, you do mitzvahs as soon as possible. Says the Rav, what are you talking about? Havdalah is also a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. They're both mitzvahs. Havdalah is a mitzvah, and Chanukah is a mitzvah. Havdalah is a mitzvah, kama halakha ner charav, yirushayin lecho maiseh. Ve'im avir ala maiseh, and Havdalah comes first. V'kanu oimrim Havdalah mikra Megillah. If you have a question, Havdalah already reading the Megillah. Havdalah comes first. Right? She'ein shum maiseh. Right? Kaidim Havdalah. And he says that people do things first. Lo nachan adaver. Aval yesh anashim shibayolim. Shekevin shenizor davar acher mipiem. people say something, they're making mistakes, and they're going this way! This go down this way! Actually, the complete opposite translation. Mm-hmm. Says the Ravid, right? Havdalah comes first, always.
What's the time difference between them? Who comes first, Tumat Edition or the
Ravid. They didn't teach us in the Bagrid either, I see. The Ravid was 140 years before him.
So it sounds like the Minhag was, according to them, the Minhag was then just like the Tumat Edition, 104 years ago already.
There are people who did it beforehand, yeah. But both are saying that the opposite approach is a mistake.
Yeah.
Now, Lamaisa, we have a problem here. We'll have to get to understand the Ravid. The Ravid seems against the Gemaras because you see, Yaknahaz is not like the Ravid.
Right.
Yaknahaz is not like the Ravid. You right? Because Yaknahaz is saying that Kiddush is going before Avdala. Right. And you see also what?
Aner.
And you see also, although it could be for a lit candle.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
But Kiddush is clearly that way. And he also, the Gemara said, Shema Achrin as a Shabbos. The Taz, Rav David Halevi, the Rav of Lvov, or Lemberg, depending what century you're in. Right?
In Dav section, you should say Lviv.
Lviv.
It's under Ukraine right now.
Yeah, it's true. They don't know how to spell. They don't know what to do. I don't know. So, I've been a Polak, so, you know. So the Taz in Hilchas Chanukah, so he quotes his whole Machlokes, he quotes the Trumas Hadashin, and he actually doesn't quote he quotes the Talmidei, but he first quotes the Avadram. The Avadram holds like the Ravid. Mm-hmm. The Avadram holds that first you make Havdalah, and then you like Chanukah candle. Trumas Hadashin holds Chanukah, and then Havdalah, because you delay Shabbos. And the Avadram and the Ravid hold, no, you do Havdalah and then Chanukah. Long Taz over here. The first thing the Taz says, the Taz is going to come out like the Ravid, that you do Havdalah and then not near Chanukah. And he comes with a different Svara than the Ravid. The Ravid said, what was the Ravid's lumdus? What was his Svara? Havdalah's first period. It's like halacha, Havdalah's first. Right? Havdalah comes first. The Taz says what Reb Shmuel Lagun wanted to say in the beginning. What do we do always first? Tadir, it's Havdalah. Chanukah is how many days a year?
Eight.
Your calendar is also eight, Sydney. You're a chassid. You
have
9 days of Chanukah. You're machmir 9 days of Hanukkah.
No.
Eight. Make sure. So you have to see how tired the chatan is. No. You know. So you have 8 days of Hanukkah. Eight. And how many Shabbos do you have a year?
Sorry, 52,
right? You know, and maybe you have a little bit more because you have Havdalah and Yom Tov. Havdalah's Tadr, says the Taz. And then the Taz says, and you want to tell me the Trumas Hadashin, you should go ahead and delay Shabbos. That was the whole Trumas Hadashin saying, delay Shabbos, right? And what was the Trumas Hadashin's raya? He brings a raya from Yaknahaz and Afgud. You can't compare the two. He says Kiddush is not like a stira to Malacha on Shabbos. But when you go ahead and light Chanukah candles, what Shabbos is there? What are you calling Shabbos? You're delaying taking out. Says the Trumas Hadashin, you should delay taking out Shabbos as much as possible. What in the world are you talking about? There's no Shabbos. You're lighting Chanukah candles. You're gonna say Yaknahaz? Yaknahaz is Kiddush. It's not so bold. It's not so in your face that you're breaking Shabbos. But lighting Chanukah candles, you're gonna light Chanukah candles before Havdalah and say, well, we want to delay taking out Shabbos because it looks like a burden to take it out. What are you doing? You're lighting candles. That doesn't look like Shabbos at all.
Does he speak about Sir Soimer? Because that's not breaking Locha, strictly speaking.
So Sir Soimer is could be different, he says. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he would agree with Sir Soimer that could be done.
He also discusses Tadav Shatar. But it's not as problematic. Mm. Right? Wow. Clear? You hear the Taz?
Why do you talk even about this? We know it's Shabbat first. Why
Havdalah first? Because you came a little late, because the Chosh Deshan said you always want to do things before Havdalah. You want to push Havdalah to the last, you want to keep Shabbos as long as possible.
Does he bring the Gemara also?
Tosca's everything.
Okay, cool. so he explains the Gemara according to his...
Yeah, he goes ahead. Okay. Now, a little bit after, not a little bit, a couple hundred years after Tosca, there was a great rabbi in Prague. And his name was the Eliarabba, Rabbi Eliyahu Shapiro. And Eliarabba, he also got into this. He started out saying, like the true Mesedeshin, that the Ramah says you first light Hanukkah candles, and then you go ahead and light Havdalah, and do Havdalah.
Because of delaying.
So, the Rabbi says, King Kasev at Shumas Hadashin. Then he quotes that the Abiram argues on this. It says, no, you do Havdalah always first, as is the Maral. And then he quotes the Taz. And on the Taz, he says... I don't get the Taz. He brings a raya that Hanukkah beats out Tadir. Where Hanukkah would beat out Tadir?
Friday night?
What's unique about Hanukkah candles?
It's Ness.
Persume Nisa. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you have a choice of Persume Nisa, of publicizing an ace, or Tadir, Persume Nisa's Kaidem. Persimonisa comes first.
But he mentioned before, when during Trumas Hadashin, that's lighting the shul, on the shul, right?
Trumas Hadashin was talking about Tzviro, and then he mentioned
Hanukkah candles in the shul.
The shul as well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the truth says, Persimonisa is better than Tadar on the Taz. What about the fact that Taz says is that you're not, you know, what you're delaying Havdalah, what in the world are you showing? You know, by that, right? You're lighting Hanukkah candles and you're delaying making Havdalah. What is that? What are you showing? Listen to what Eli Rabba says.
You're showing what you're going to say.
You don't want to reject it. You want to get rid of it. But Shabbos. You're sitting there. Wait, what Shabbos is there? What kind of Shabbos? What Shabbos is there? You're not delaying. You want to tell me you're sitting having Shal Shus till 10:30 at night, singing Zemiris. You don't want to run away from Shabbos. Okay, I hear that. You can go to Square Town, and you know, to New Square. You know, you can have a long Motzei Shabbos.
Would you say the same thing about Sfirat Omer? Would you say what Shabbos is this?
Sfirat Omer is at least, though, it's not a breach of in Shabbos.
Yeah, but you know, if he's going to say the same, what is he going to say about Sfirat Omer? Sfirat Omer is not a breach. It's also dealing in Shabbos.
Okay, but he's talking about right now Hanukkah candle.
Just about the Hanukkah
candle. That's all he's talking
about. Not
about
the whole idea of
Taz. Yeah. And even that, saying, you know, you're counting Motzei Shabbos, you can have a slight kasha. It's not a major kasha. It's a slight kasha. You're illustrating it's not Shabbos anymore, right? So listen to what he says, though. This is a very important thing. Nearly, to lo kasha midi. This kasha, the Taz, the Matimosh, and other as. It's not a kasha to have a kol motzi Shabbos every Saturday night. Mivarchim bar mora'ish. We always make, not like the Ravid says, we always say bar mora'ish before Havdalah. Mm-hmm. Right? We're doing malacha before Havdalah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the way it is. Right? Of course, you have to be very careful to say Atachan Antanu, or if you forgot Atachan Antanu, say Baruchim Alokosh Chaz, we discussed last week. Right? We always go to the Gam Noagin, Lahalik Tamanir is called Havdalah. People, in the old days, they would go ahead and shul, so there was no electricity, they'd turn on the lights. The lights, they'd light the candles. We said last time, the Briskerov. Elavadai, this is what he says. Nikol Makom Yesh Adayin Reach Kedushas Nishma Shabbos. There's still the. It's not like a
Chassid Shabbos.
There's still Kedushas Shabbos, the Reach. There's a Shmek.
What is that?
Ad Havdalah Shokos. There's a Bechina. There's an aspect of Shabbos until you make Havdalah Kos, which means it's not. There's not a Isser Malacha, because once you say Atachon Antano, you're permitted to do Malacha.
This is a
Yeshiva Sharov. I'm telling you, Eli Rabba. There's Reach Kedushas Nishma Shabbos. Like, you know, if the Kaf HaChaim says this, you know, Sfardim say Migdol by Mlava Malka.
Uh-huh.
By all of
them, yeah. Mlava Malka is a Pella. I once said to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I said, do you say Migdol? Like, it's crazy. You know, in the Kaf HaChaim says Migdol. It was Bechina of Shabbos from Lava Malka. He's not saying that. He's saying, until you make Havdol, this is a Kedusha Shabbos. Now, by the way, if you go back to Kuf Hamid Beis, in the Gemara there, Rabbeinu Chananel actually sounds like that. If you look at the Gemara, Kuf Hamid Beis and Arve Pesachim, remember he said that you should delay taking out Shabbos. You should, right? So Rabbeinu Chananel says...
Okay.
Kopayma base, where we left, exactly like Gamaria did. Afuke Yomai, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines! 12 lines! 12, yeah, coffee. I was up in the field of Kabbalah. It's a Kiddush to say Migdol Saturday night. It's not Shabbos anymore, right?
I never say Migdol, I say Magdil.
Oh, Kvashkanazi. Yeah, okay, good. You're like me.
But now it's Hiddush for me.
Yeah.
Even Rav Avadi. Rav Avadi doesn't pass a Kabbalah, he says Migdol.
Why?
I just read the halachot, I don't understand.
This is not Kitzur Shulchan time. You gotta understand why you're doing things. Yeah. You know, why would you say Migdol Saturday night? You have to say some kind of Kedusha there. Okay, so, but the mice, if you look at the Rishonim, though, is a Meduk. Look at the Rabbin, you see, he says, Apuke Yoma, you got it?
Ben Chanan,
Apuke Yoma, about 12 lines to the bottom. Apuke Yoma, it's the last word on a line.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
First word is Mapuke.
Well, it's about a line and a half after.
One to five.
Right. Yeah, let's go to Shani. You got Shani Yulu Yoma?
Mm-hmm.
That's easier to find. Shani Yulu Yoma. So bringing Shabbos in is different Mapuke Yoma than taking Shabbos out. Yulu Yoma. Like the earlier you can bring in Shabbos with Kiddush, you do Kiddush as soon as possible. Below Machrin and Lay, you don't delay it. You make Kiddush as soon as possible. Apuke Yoma, what's very important is when Shabbos goes out, listen to what he says. Dihitalya Bahavdallah. What takes out the Kedushas of Shabbos? What does the Rabbeinu Chananel say? Tahalya Bahavdallah. Not Shabbos ending. Not 72 minutes, not 90 minutes, Havdalah! Some winner bring a right, look at the Eli Rabbah saying from the Beit HaKlal. You see Kedusha Shabbos and Havdalah. The Maisha and Maisha and Igris Maisha.
So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, if you don't do it by Monday, you have the Kedusha Shabbos until Monday, until Sunday?
You can do two...
You're not going to eat or drink, you do Malacha. If you're not going to do anything, you have some aspect of Kedusha Shabbos.
Wow.
So it says, you state. The Maisha says not this way. The Maisha in Or Chaim Dal Simon Samaches, he says that it's a din in. There's no Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. There's nothing until Shabbos is over. You're going, hey, you see Atachan and Tano, you're letting Chanukah candles, you're telling me some Kedusha Shabbos until you have Havdalah, Kedusha Shabbos, you're letting Chanukah candles. He says it didn't covet Shabbos. A little bit different. It didn't covet Shabbos. There's a din in Kavod Shabbos that until you may have those, still an aspect of Shabbos, not Kedush Shabbos. I saw someone say this is how you explain the machlekes between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Taz Neraveh. The Trumas Hadeshen wants to say that it's a din Kavod Shabbos. It's only Kavod Shabbos. Right? To make Havdalah, it's covered Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
So you should light Hanukkah candles first. Because it's not a breach of Kedusha Shabbos. Right? And therefore, you should delay that Shabbos. It should like a burden. You should delay it as long as possible. Mm-hmm. Right? You should do candles first. The Tanna says it didn't Kedusha Shabbos. So Havdalah should come first. Right? The Ravid, though, says... The Ravid sounds like a Bishua ben Chananya. His mashal that you first square out the king,
mm-hmm.
always, which is a pella, because the Gemara seems to reject that by Yaknahaz.
Right.
But he'll tell you that the way you understand the Ravid is that that's okay by Yaknahaz, where it's not such a breach in the king. When you're actually doing malacha, Havdalah should come before always. Right? That's the Ravid is going to hold. Havdalah should always come before anything major. Right? That's what the Ravid is going to say. Okay, how does the Shulchan Aruch come out? So the Shulchan Aruch is in Tav Resh Pei Aleph. Tav Resh Pei Aleph. Base. Tav Resh Pei Aleph Base. Got it? Sean, it's just taking you so long. Beis. Machaber. Malikin. Ner Chanukah beis HaKnesses. Kodem Avdallah. Who's that like? You light Chanukah? The tradition. What does beis in the Be'er HaGoyla say? Look at the Be'er HaGoyla. Who's recording the Machaber? Beis in the Be'er HaGoyla. Beis in the Be'er HaGoyla. Who's beis? What does he say beis? The beis quotes the Trumas HaDashin. Simon Samach. Right? The Ramadan says if a culture can be based so certainly your house should malik vachar kach malik mavil because shari kvar hivdav a basic knesses you already have done this a show says the Mishnah Berurah base you got it the after mitzvahs havdal tadira that's a tazis fara even the havdalas tadira mikomakom kol ma tenuchal achal ateis from Shabbos the more you could delay Shabbos. Adif tfei, that's the best. Also, the gamba halakha, yesh, persumenisa, that's the Elir Abba Svara, the persumenisa, is better. Vim shaka chata chanantano, but if you forgot to chanantano, yomar madu kosh lachol, and then you should do it, malik. And this is, of course, all both of this in the shows before v'yitin lacha. And then, you would say, after v'yitin lacha, havdala in the shul. Okay, that's in the shul. Gimel, what about in your house? What do you do when you get home? Kol shekana beis shari kvar hevdel. Rots lomo kvar shom avdala. It's very magumga. What do you mean? The fact you heard her avdala in shul, you're not yotze. There are lones kavla tis pavdala shal shech tibor shom beis ekneses. V'dada taz, the taz. Remember the taz we set out? V'koy kama achronim omdin b'shitaso. Palgal Iker Dino Shemachaber, the Taz and other Achrayim argue the Machaber. Now, if you look at the Be'er Halacha, who agrees with the Taz? The Be'er Halacha says the Maharal Prague agrees with the Taz, the Taisus Yomtiv agrees with the Taz, the Pri Chadash agrees with the Taz, the Derech Achayim all agree with the Taz. They all hold that Havdalah comes first, right? V'ayin le'ber halacha, sh'aveinu deyesh b'deyes b'ner sh'am, v'alkei b'yis ha'knesses, ein l'shana sebech. In shol, the minig is like the Trumas HaDashim, l'hadlik mikodav achach l'havdol. But in your house, what does it say? D'avu k'mar avid, d'avu k'mar avid. Both opinions are valid. You could do havdalah first, which is the opinion of the Ravid, or you could do the Chanukah first. What do you do at Shiran in your house? Saturday night.
Chanukah.
You do Chanukah. You sure? Because the Ravad Yosef holds you do Havdalah first.
Then I made a mistake. I do Chanukah. That's time. This is what I do.
You get some Ramasas, you can do it. So, in the modern day, Grada, the Chazon Ish, Rav Yosef.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Rav Osner?
No. Backwards. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're right. We're recording you for posterity. If you're not sure in the future, listen to you.
Now I'm back for sure.
I'm sending this to Rav Yitzchak Yosef.
I remember it right.
I'm getting nervous over here. So the Chazon Ish, Rav Yosef, Rav Osner, and the Ravad Yosef, I took a small list over here, all hold Havdalah first, like the Taz. Not like the Ramah, and not like the Machaber Pashtus. Not like the Machaber sounds like the Trus Adashin. I says it only the show. Should be no difference in your house.
Mm-hmm.
On the Grandma, it should be even more so in your house. The Shlomo Zalman Arbach, to Kaczynski, and if you look here, you look in the Achrenim here, the Magen Avraham, the Eliyahu Rabba, the Vilna Goyin, the Beis Meir, all the Yavits, all say like the Mechaber and the Ramah, that you should go ahead and first do Chanukah Licht, and then do Havdalah. I saw Moshe Shtermach, this is what I actually do. I generally, in my house, I do Havdalah, and then Chanukah Licht. But, if for whatever reason I get delayed, it's late, I would do Chanukah Licht and then Havdalah. Because if it's too late, even though today we have like our family, we have what to rely on, it's, you're still going to miss people on the street. Happens to be, off the record, now that I was learning the sugya, I'm reconsidering what I want to do. I'm not going to switch around, though. You can't, you know, there's a mice, the Malama Lahoyal, Tzila Ben Hoffman, was involved in Berlin. So he decided one year to change. He had always done Havdalah, and then he did Chanukalicht. And that year he decided he's going to go like the Truma Sedition, like the Mechaber and the Ramah, and do Chanukalicht, and then Havdalah. Okay? So, and he's about to go to like Chanukalicht, and he forgot to say Atachon Antano in Shmoneh Esrei. So, it happens, he's at Machlekes, and Ram says, you shouldn't, then you should do Havdalah first. And don't say Baruch HaMahon, don't call Shlechol, there's a big discussion. We would say, Mishabur said not that, but Mishabur said, say Baruch HaMahon, just say Baruch HaMahon, Shlechol. But when he realized he didn't say Atach HaMahon, he took it as a simon, not to switch off. You gotta pick, you can't one year do Havdalah, and then Chanukalicht. Both are valid opinions, but you gotta pick which one you want. You gotta learn the sugya. Now you have your own understanding of the sugya, you can see what makes more sense to. I saw that there's another svar, Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, who was the Rav Yerushalayim and Talmud. They bring down that he wanted to get out of this whole shaila, so he used to tell his wife, where are they laid in Eretz Yisrael?
Outside.
Yerushalayim, they laid outdoors. So he told his wife, set up the Chanukalicht outside, so that when I come home, it's lit, it's ready to go. So he said, Eim avir ala mitzvahs. If I have a whole shaila, another svara, you know, like, Eim avir ala mitzvahs. So then, I don't know who to go by. Eim avir ala mitzvahs. I can't pass by the Chanukalicht. They're all ready for me. So I like the Chanukalicht first. Happens in the Chaber, the Truma Sedition, the Ramah, the Lagai, and the Chuli, all hold that way. But he was still about the really quick. Let's end with this. The Tafresh Sadi Gimel. If you look over there, Aleph, Tafresh Sadi Gimel Aleph. Mechaber says, right? This is Saturday Night Live now with Purim. Acha kriyas megillah ba'aretz omer v'ata kaddish. Himchal motzi Shabbos. Say here v'hinom. And v'yitin lecha. What do you do first? Korin ha-megillah. V'yachar kach mavdilin. So that's just like the Ramah hold by Chanukah. You first light Chanukah candle, and then you're mavdilin. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Gimel on the bottom. You got it? To call Ma Shiesh La'achas Havdel B'tzias Hayom Ma'achrin and Lay. The more we could delay Shabbos, right? We delay it. Right? Now, the mice, I tell you the truth, whenever I have, we've had this a few times here, I always make Havdelah first. And the reason is because some people, By Megillah, people come here who are not Shomer Shabbos. And I want to make sure that they're not playing with their phones and stuff like that. You know, so for us, in a community where people, you know, Megillah is all the time that we have walk-ins off the street. Like, you know, Israelis will come for Megillah, we're not Shomer Shabbos even. So I want to make sure they hear Megillah, they hear Havdalah first. The earlier they get Havdalah, the better it is. So I actually do Havdalah before, also I delay a half hour so people can drive here. You know, I delay it so people can drive first. So I tell people to make up the lot at home and then come here, right?
But otherwise?
People were walking here, everyone would be Shomer Shabbos, I would for sure make up, do what the Ramah says. What about the Taz on them? So by this, the Taz himself is mechalic between the two of them. And he says that maybe Megillah would be different because it's not a pu'ula.
It's not melacha.
It's like Akhenaz.
Like Omer.
It's like Omer, right? Some say even if you hold the Taz not that way, if you hold up that sheet like the Ravid holds, you would always make Havdalah first. But we don't pass in like the Ravid. It's clear we don't pass in like the Ravid. Right. No one's bringing down the Ravid la melacha. Al koponim, right? We do see here a fundamental machloikis, right? One svara is again coming from Truma Sedeshin, which is that we delay Shabbos as much as possible, and that's the way we see that it's halacha in the shul, according to all opinions, by Hanukkah and Purim. Right? In your house, some pass like the Taz, which is that you do Havdalah first, because there's no Indian to delay it. I mean, on the contrary, Havdalah is Tadr, right? Havdalah is Tadr. Havdalah should come before Neres Hanukkah, and according to that, L'chera, Havdalah may come before other things as well, depending on how you would hold.
Okay. Is Tadir the main base?
It's Tadir according to the Taz. Yeah, and again, the way the Taz understand it, there's no Kedusha Shabbos anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you're lighting, you're doing anything, it's not showing any Kedusha Shabbos. It's the same like the Elia Rabba, like there's some Reach of Kedusha Shabbos when you're lighting candles and doing something. It's very hard to hear.
I understand. So these are the two, these are the basis for the Achronim, Rav Yashif, and to rule.
Right. The Taz, already the Verdrum. And the Ravid argue in the Trumas Hadash. You'll be showing him holding differently in the Trumas Hadash. Taj is explaining the lumpness of it in his own way.
What they do in French? Come very late, and 11 o'clock in the night, the light. They have Motzei Shabbat, Od Lo Yotze. Mu'uchar, Ze Yotze Be 11 Balayla.
What do you mean?
What they do?
Hanukkah?
So you have to, that's a good child. If you have to light with somebody around you, you need someone to be there. You can't light an apartment by yourself if no one's going to walk by in the street. So you should have someone with you. So it happens in a normal night, you light earlier. But if Shabbos over very late, you're stuck. You got to make sure someone's around. Or if you're in Paris, you always have the terrorists running around there. You never know. they're out late at night. Okay.
What's the bottom line of the
shiur?
You're switching or not switching?
I'm not thinking of public entitled side. Ask me next year. But I learned this when I was in Lakewood. And I decided to do Havdalah, like... Like the Taz, but now I'm strongly thinking like the Trumas Hadashin to go, because I'm understanding the Sugya that he makes more sense, because at the end of the day, it's you're delaying Shabbos with the Elyarab. I like, I didn't know this Elyarab, but the way Elyarab says it, there's still Rechdush Shabbos, or Moshe says it's still a covered Shabbos. So there's still it'll be an Indian to delay Shabbos going out. And anyways, part of like Hanukkah candles earlier. So if there's an Indian to do that, I would do that first. That's what I would.
Moshe held that Hanukkah first.
It sounds like he's talking in the middle of his tshuva, but it sounds like Moshe held, and the Volgoin also held to do Hanukkah first. So I don't want to say for sure, but most likely I would like Hanukkah candles first there. Yeah. But again, the Shmur says either way is fine. They're both valid opinions. Yeah, okay.